the federal government just awarded $250,000 to Region 10, a Montrose-based economic organization. The grant was awarded by the Economic Development Administration, or the EDA. I spoke with Jay Stooksberry, the Regional Development Coordinator for Region 10.
Region 10 is actually a council of governments that functions as a regional quasi-governmental entity that represents Delta, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Ouray, San Miguel, and Montrose counties. And we work in partnership with the municipalities and the county governments within this particular region to move forward on various initiatives related to economic community development, small business development, and other, you know, technical assistance and services.
Could you tell me about this grant?
Absolutely. So this conversation was initiated in response to the Oxbow mine closing this previous winter. Obviously, we're all very familiar with the region's reliance on coal mining in terms of revenue, not only in severance taxes, but also for job creation, and how reliant this particular area is on that economy as well, too. So this was an opportunity that Mark Udall actually expressed concern for the region and urged the EDA to be in discussion with Region 10, Delta and Gunnison counties, specifically all the municipality governments and the county governments within that region about how can we make things better, how can we diversify these economies, and how can we try to basically prepare the region for those low points where coal mining is obviously a boom and bust sort of cycle, and we wanted to try and come up with a plan on how to diversify and how to build resilience in our economies. This was initiated by Mark Udall. We had letters of support from both Michael Bennett and Scott Tipton's office, too. So I think we have a very broad-based coalition of people that are very interested in this region, and I'm kind of excited to see how this goes.
Yeah, that's great. Why do you think this project kind of transcended the partisan politics?
It's hard to say. Being an election year, that tends to be an easy win for anybody that signs up for it. But I think everybody is concerned about what needs to be done to help, you know, improve the resiliency of communities like Delta, like other places in the Western Slope, too, to how do we fully recover from what happened back in 2008? Because frankly, we've definitely seen development, we've definitely seen a lot of improvements on the Front Range, but the Western Slope has still struggled to fully recover.
Jay says the money will go towards funding feasibility reports, looking into projects that would diversify and stimulate the local economy. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.